did the show, it was a thing where at first he was doing that psychedelia stuff. And that's consisted of, musically, of long, you know, solos.
Jam.
You know, yeah, like, but not single notes, not so much the rhythm and blues that he kept, that was his background. And that's why the audience, like, look, Harlem, we didn't have nothing happening. It was a free show. So people are going to come, yeah, no matter what. And it wasn't just him. You know, they had other acts before him. Eddie O.J., who was my grandmother's friend, the disc jockey. He liked to talk. He was like a black Joe Franklin in a way. You know, no matter what happened.
Was he like the MC?
Yes. And Maxine Brown came
before him. I saw that you had Big Maybell and Sam and Dave Band and some others were there who were all open for him, right?
Yes. And so that was a free show for everybody, or, you know, in the neighborhood. So nobody's going to go in the house, you know. And they weren't,
yep,
familiar with most of them weren't familiar of who Jimi Hendrix was. The people gravitate. I think he must have realized that the psychedelic stuff that RU experienced and the stuff that made him wasn't clicking,
mm-hmm,
particularly with many of the Harlem people that were in the street and looking out the window. So he went back to his roots, which was rhythm and blues, and that's what got them to like him. And opened up their eyes to him, you know.
Voodoo Child was one of the ones that resonated with them, correct?
Yeah.
Toward the
anything
end?
With the, yeah, the notes, and he,
mm-hmm,
was a master with the wah-wah. Nobody could play the wah-wah, you know. Like, I mean, you had the notes, but the way he played the wah-wah was pure rhythm, you know. I mean, it was like magical. It was a new sound, but it was still rhythm. And it was, you know, I mean, it's, in a way, it's still a new sound because nobody ever has mastered the wah-wah like he did. So,
I read,
you know,
that,
I mean,
he called it the Harlem National Anthem at the time, at the night of that show. That's what he called Voodoo Child. I wonder if he made that up just to connect, but it seemed to,
yeah,
work.
He did. Yeah. Well, he was a showman, mm-hmm, too. And but he at this time, there were different periods in his life. Like, okay, when I first heard All Your Experience, which is wonderful, I never had a drink. You know, I never had a drink of alcohol. I was around it because,
mm-hmm,
my grandmother was a barmaid. But I never knew that alcohol could get you high or make you dizzy or anything, you know. So,
sure,
I used to go to those psychedelic stores, you know, where they had the lamp, the little lights,
mm-hmm,
with the thing.
The lava lamps and things.
Floating. Yeah. And I bought some flowers and put them up on my ceiling. And I think I had my first drink. And the flowers was moving. I said, oh, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. You were a flower child at that point.
Yeah, I wanted to be. Let me tell you something. I wanted to be a flower child so bad, man.
Cool.